Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Well, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Digital Eye Strain. We learned that eye strain is often related to the amount of exposure to different screens, and yes, even the computer screen. Well, even though most people are exposed to a lot of screens, you can take some steps to avoid eye strain. Yesterday, we learned that you can adjust your position, and you're also going to learn some more tips today. So, here's the first tip. Change your hardware. Second tip, break your habits. Friends, this is going to be a fun lesson, so make sure you follow along with your magazine. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Digital eye strain. Change your hardware. Beyond the ways that you relate to digital screens, there are also ways to change how you view screens that are helpful in combating eye strain. To begin with, your computer screen should be high resolution, at least 50 centimeters wide diagonally, and may require a screen filter to decrease reflections. Also, be aware that computer glasses, which cut down glare and blue light, are available, and that contact lenses can increase the risk of eye strain.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 diagonally 这个副词。DIA 这个字首有两者之间的意思，所以 diagonally 是指对角线底或者是斜线底。注意它的重音是在第二音节，念成 diagonally。例如 ,the husband who was sitting diagonally opposite his wife looked really angry. 坐在太太斜对面的丈夫看起来非常生气。或者是 ,we ran diagonally across the park to save time. 我们跑步斜穿过公园以节省时间。如果去掉字尾的 ly, diagonal 就是形容词。例如 ,fold the paper along the diagonal line, 沿着这条斜线折这张纸。接下来我们看 glare 这个不可数名词。glare 是指刺眼的光线。例如 ,the glare from the neon lights kept me awake during the night. 霓虹灯闪烁的光线让我晚上无法入睡。或者是 ,the workers need to wear special glasses to reduce glare while welding.工人们得在焊接时戴上特殊的眼镜来降低刺眼的光线。Glare 也可以当动词，例如 ,the sun was glaring into my eyes and I couldn't see a thing. 阳光照射到我的眼睛以至于我什么都看不到。
Yes, changing your hardware. Rebecca, this could mean that you need to get out and shop for some different things if you're going to change your hardware.You might need to get new hardware.
Well, you know, that's very true. If you want to change your hardware, but you don't have hardware to change it to, then you need to go out and shop.
And that costs a little bit of money. Rebecca, do you have that kind of money?
Actually, I haven't looked at prices of different types of hardware, so I'm not really sure. Well, anyway, let's learn about this different types of hardware that you could change.Two, we read, beyond the ways that you relate to digital screens, there are also ways to change how you view screens that are helpful in combating eye strain. Whoa, you scared me. I thought you were really about to do some boxing.
Like some real combat right now, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you trying to combat your eye strain by, like, doing some punching?
Well, I just like that word. Combating, you know, that's the idea that you're fighting something. So the idea here is that you can do something to fight eye strain. You don't have to just live with eye strain. You can fight it. Do something about it.
By changing your hardware and doing some boom, boom, boom. Okay, so to begin with, your computer screen should be high resolution, at least 50 centimeters wide diagonally, and may require a screen filter To decrease reflections, there's a lot in that sentence. Before we continue on, there are things that we want to start with, beginning with, to begin with.
Oh, good. Well, to begin with, this is a great phrase, to begin with. Okay, so if you are explaining something to somebody and you list several things, you could start the first thing by saying, to begin with. Or if you're going to give several reasons for something, in the first one you could say, well, to begin with, there's this. For example, Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
You're a great person to work with.
Thank you.
Yeah. To begin with, you're positive, usually. Most of the time you're a very positive person. And there are some other reasons.
Come on. You can keep telling me all these positive things about me.
Well, I can only think of one other reason. No, I'm just kidding. There are many reasons. You'd like to find joy in everything. Rebecca finds joy and happiness even in the small things in life. Those are some great things about you, Rebecca.
Well, thank you so much, Gabe.
To begin with, of course, you're very positive.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was an excellent example. And you know, friends, it's always nice to take time to encourage your friends. So maybe you should take some time and encourage your friends and look for the positives in your friends as well. Well, continuing on, we read here, also, be aware that computer glasses, which cut down glare and blue light, are available, and that contact lenses can increase the risk of eye strain.
Man, it looks like I have to go out and buy a lot of new things. Computer glasses? All right.
Now, what are those?
Well,
like glasses that are specifically for the computer?
Yeah, like you put them on the computer so that the computer can see you better.
Gabe, that's so silly. No, of course not. These are glasses that you wear specifically when you are looking at a computer screen.
And they cut down the glare? Well, okay, let's take a look at this phrase, to cut down something.
Cut down a tree?
Yeah, right, kind of, right? Yeah,
that's kind of the idea.
Right, so the word cut, I think of, you know, a knife or a pair of scissors. You cut something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Down, the opposite of up. When you put these two words together, you're cutting down. That means you're making something less. I usually think of a diet when I think of cutting down. For example, some people say, oh, I need to cut down on my carbs, or I need to cut down on my sugar intake. That means they're trying to eat less sugar or less things with carbs.
You know, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. My brother's actually trying to cut down on coffee. He's trying to drink less coffee. Now, of course, we've been using this word cut down, or these words cut down, to refer to drinks like coffee or food, but you can also use it to refer to negative talk. For example, I'm really trying to cut down on negative talk. I'm trying to talk negatively less.
Oh, good. You're trying to be more positive.
Exactly.
Well, that should be easy for you. You're a very positive person, Rebecca.
Well, thank you.
Well, friends, what kinds of things do you need to cut down on? Of course, you might need some computer glasses if you want to cut down glare and blue light. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning with the Info Cloud. I believe Luke and Ken have something for us there.
Let's go.
Hi, friends. If you really admire a pop star, a band, a movie actor, or sports team, you are a fan.
Remember, one person is a fan, singular. If you're talking about more than one admirer, then you say fans. Hundreds of fans gathered at the airport to welcome the movie star.
And the word fan is actually a shortened form of fanatic. And that's not very positive, is it?
No, it's not. A fanatic is someone whose enthusiasm for something is extreme or beyond normal limits.
Now, there's a particular type of fan that we can talk about. Fanboy. What's a fanboy, Ken?
A geek. Okay, joking aside, a fanboy is someone who is passionate about a very specific and often limited topic of interest, such as comic books, TV series, films or video games.
That's right. A fanboy is someone who is much more than a simple fan. He is devoted and tends to hold strong opinions about the subject of his interest. And despite the name, a fanboy can be someone in his 20s, 30s, or even 40s.
Okay, another term we can talk about is groupie. This slang term is derived from group in reference to a musical group. A young woman who follows the members of a pop group on tour would be considered a groupie.
But we can also use groupie to refer to someone who is an ardent fan of a celebrity, especially a pop star. So a groupie is also an extreme fan.
我们今天来看一个不陌生的字 fan。fan 就是迷，像歌迷、影迷、球迷都是不同的 fans， 也就是所谓的粉丝。要注意的是，中文的粉丝是由 fan 的复数 fans 翻译过来的。因此，如果你对你崇拜的影歌星说 I'm your fans 就错了。正确的说法是 I am your fan， 要用单数，不能够加 s。另外一个比较口语的字是 fanboy， 有人将它翻译为宅男粉丝，指的呢就是在动漫、电影、电玩的领域中的狂热男性粉丝。还有一个相关的字是 groupie， 也就是所谓的追星族。 groupie 就来得比普通的 fan 更疯狂了，指的就是那些所谓的迷哥迷姐。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次见，再见。A
classroom. Studio classroom is on the air. Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. So let's say that you've been sitting in front of your computer all day long. Then you go home, you pull out your phone, and then you stare at your phone for a couple hours, and then you think,I want to watch some TV. Then you stare at the TV screen for a few hours. Your poor eyes. Your eyes are going to get tired and eventually they may start to hurt. Well, friends, we are talking about digital eye strain, and we have some very important tips that we would like to learn about. Breaking some habits. So, friends, let's continue with our next reading.
Digital eye strain. Break your habits. Finally, many of us fall into bad habits while using digital screens that only worsen the effects of eye strain. When viewing digital screens, many people blink one-third less often than they usually do. Place a reminder on your computer to blink so that your eyes don't dry out. Also,Rest your eyes, focusing muscles by using the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, focus on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. There are many other methods used to help alleviate eye strain. So find what works for you rather than giving in to tired vision.
Alright, 继续我们看 reminder 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 remind, 提醒这个动词。所以 reminder 是指通知单或提示。例如 Diane taped a reminder on the fridge that says no desserts. Diane 在冰箱上贴了张小纸条，上面写着不准吃甜点。或者是 Frank received the final reminder for his utility bill. Frank 收到断水电前最后的催缴通知单。Reminder 也指提醒的话或者是人事物，例如 The pendant is a reminder of how much my grandmother means to me. 这个项链坠子让我想起我的祖母对我有多重要。最后我们看的是 alleviate 这个动词， L-E-V 这个字根是指轻的，所以 alleviate 是指使缓和或者是使减轻痛苦，所以它的重音是在 L-E 这个音节念成 alleviate。 例如 the doctor prescribed some medicine to alleviate the patient's post-surgery pain. 医生开了药来减轻这位病人的术后疼痛。或者是 the government needs to take measures to alleviate inflation. 政府需要采取措施来减缓通货膨胀。And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, friends, now it's time to break your habits.We read here, finally, many of us fall into bad habits while using digital screens that only worsen the effects of eye strain. One of these bad habits might be not blinking. Okay? So make sure that you remember to blink, not like the guy in this photo that you're going to see. Yep, looks like he's trying hard not to blink. Now, another thing that I really like is the 20-20-20 rule,which says that every 20 minutes, focus on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds so that you're not only focusing on a screen close to your face.
That is a very great rule to remember. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to jump to the very last sentence in the section, which reads, there are many other methods used to help alleviate eye strain, so find what works for you rather than giving in to tired vision. Let's talk about this phrase,What works for you? Here's another way that you can use it. There are so many different ways to exercise, but you really need to find that specific exercise that works for you.
This phrase could, go great with a lot of things, like for exercise, right? Find what works for you. But there are some things that really work for everybody. For example, truth. Friends, if there is one truth out there,Don't just believe everything that everybody says, because if there's one truth, that means that there are a lot of lies as well. So don't be lazy. Do your research. Find the real truth. That works for everybody.
And now let's talk about this phrase, to give into. If you give into something, that means that you finally agreed to something, even after you've been trying to refuse it for a long time. For example, Betty has been trying to give up dessert for a long time, but then...She saw the chocolate cake, and she finally gave in and ate some chocolate cake.
Oh, she gave in. Oh, well, friends, don't give in to things that you shouldn't give in to. Right now, it is time for us to give our time to the SC Challenge. Yes!
Hey, everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge, and today we have Simon here with us.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on SC Challenge.
Yes. Simon, are you excited about today's SC Challenge?
I am, Rebecca. Tell me, what is the challenge?
Simon over here. Yes, thank you. Much better.
There you are, Rebecca.
Yes, here I am.
I couldn't see you.
You couldn't?
No, I've been using my computer all day.
Seriously?
Really?
Hey, Simon, that's actually my very first question for you. How much time do you spend staring at a computer screen every day?
I spend a lot of time staring at the computer every day, maybe 8 hours.
Whoa, did you just say 8 hours?
8 hours, yeah.
And how does that affect your eyes?
Well, I'm still having a hard time focusing on you, so I would say probably it affects them a lot.
This is really scary. Okay, so Simon, what steps are you taking to protect your eyes?
Well, my eye doctor says that every hour or so I should stop looking at the computer and stare off at something else for a few minutes and give my eyes a chance to rest.
Can you demonstrate what that looks like?Ah, okay. So, friends, if you want to give your eyes a break, you can stare off somewhere just like Simon is doing right now. Okay, you're done. And now you can start looking at your computer again.
Yes, good. I've got a lot to do.
Yes. Well, no, Simon, I'm not done with you yet. Are you aware how often you blink while staring at the computer screen?
I'm going to say three times a minute.
Three times a minute. Are you aware of how healthy it is for you to blink?
No, I didn't know that. I've never thought about that before.
Really? Well, I would encourage you to take more time and blink while staring at the computer screen. That actually might help with the eye strain.
I'm going to try that.
Yes.
That feels pretty good.
And you may even want to write a little note on your computer that says, blink.
That's a good idea, too, because I'll probably forget to blink when I'm staring at the screen.
That's good. I think you're very well practiced, Simon.
Feels really good.
Make sure you practice blinking as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on the SU Challenge. Keep blinking.
I forgot.
Are your eyes irritated, dry, watery, or blurry?
Well, yes.
Are your eyes seeing double or sensitive to light?
Well, yes.
It's likely that you suffer from digital eye strain.
Digital eye strain?
Also called computer vision syndrome.
Oh no. Why me?
It's related to the amount of exposure you have to screens.
Oh no.
Also, the distance from the screen and the use of multiple screens simultaneously and the blue light from digital devices.
But doesn't blue light assist attention?
During the day, yes. But during the night, it can result in interrupted sleep patterns.
Oh.
Yes, eye strain may be a necessary evil in this modern world of technology, but it doesn't have to be. Change your position. Stay 60 centimeters away from the screen.
Oh, okay.
And avoid other direct sources of light.
Okay.
Also, get a high-resolution screen and perhaps a filter.
But what about computer glasses?
Another good idea. They help cut down glare and blue light.
Huh. Well, okay, I'll use them.
Oh, and contact lenses can increase the risk of eye strain, too.
Oh, no. Huh. Anything else that I can do to help my eyes?
Yes. Place a reminder on your computer to blink.
Blink?
Yes, so your eyes don't dry out. And follow the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, focus on something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the tips.
You're very welcome.
Can I get back to my work now?
Hey, Rebecca, have some caffeine.
I don't want some caffeine.
That's the name of our next lesson. Friends, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.